Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 24th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Amy Scheid, Resource Development Coordinator with the Family Center. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now, in studio with us, great friends, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, James. How are you?
Doing good. How you doing?
Good.
Good. And you brought a friend with. We have Cassie with us here from the Community Leadership. Cassie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate the time. We'll talk with you more in a little bit. You're not off the hook. We will get back to you. Actually, Lacey, I did, if you don't mind, want to start with some of the events in our area.
Yes.
We got a big one coming up.
Absolutely. Rekindle the Spirit Parade on the 22nd of November. It's coming up quick. So we are still looking for sponsors at different levels. So even if you can only do a little bit, you are getting your business out there. Obviously, we are really, really excited to bring this back to the community. It is the 16th year. So definitely very excited. Hopefully we can get a lot of support from the businesses as well as parade floats. So definitely reach out to me. You can always call the office and then just they'll put you right over to me.
So we're definitely still looking for participants. We're
yes.
looking for businesses to be a part of this and everything.
Yes.
Is there a limit on that?
No.
I didn't think so. So all come. We're taking all comers on this one. We want as many people to be involved with this as we can. And I think it's important, too, to note, especially to newer businesses out there, or people maybe that are new to the area, this is one of our signature events. This is not only a fun community event, one that brings the whole town together. I see people that I don't see, you know, any other time of the year except for Rekindle. And, I haven't seen you in a while. That kind of thing. But as far as you as a business and a return on your investment, this is one of the better ones you can ask for. This is just walking, breathing, living advertising 101. I mean, putting yourself out there, having a float and a parade, any of these kind of things. It's a great way of marketing yourself and your business to people that may not see it otherwise.
Absolutely. So even and with the certain sponsor levels, you can also, so even just with the brand awareness, they're going to be at the Santa visit. So when they're, you know, standing in line, there are presents wrapped with your business logo on it. So they're standing there, they're looking around, and it's in the back of your mind, it's just subconscious. So we're not constantly, you know, throwing it in your face, reminding you of the business, but you're just subtly there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that's great too. Sometimes, you know, that goes a long way with just being a part of the event. It's local and, you know, that's staying local. And we're very excited to do that with Santa and Mrs. Claus. So absolutely come out, not only for the parade and then obviously the float, but then the Santa visit, the activities that we're going to be doing there, just to kind of bring the family together.
Yeah, a shout out to you guys at the Chamber. Every year you're able to land these great guests, Mr. and Mrs. Claus. That's a get.
Yes.
They are very busy this time of year. Being
Absolutely.
Able to land those guests, that is a nice shout out to you guys for being able to do that.
We are very excited.
And we touch on this all the time with the Chamber, but it's something that any opportunity to bring up, I like to. Everything we've said about this event is certainly noteworthy, and it applies to you and your business. Another thing that it applies to, and this is for anything with the Chamber, when you are part of things with the Chamber, you are showing the community, you back the community. You are investing in your community. You are a part of things. And while that is great for advertising and other things, another great advertisement part of that is this, that, oh, that's a community brand. Oh, that's somebody who puts back in our community. I want to shop there. I want to work with that person.
Absolutely.
That's how a lot of us work. I threw this out there years ago that I personally only shop at places that put back into this community. And I just threw that out there, not thinking much of it.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you the responses I got from people of all of them being, I'm the same way, or I do this too, or I'm going to start doing that. We're going more and more in detail of this as we go farther in 23, 24, and
Absolutely.
Forward. To support your local community goes a lot farther than it ever has before. So that part of this is certainly noteworthy as well. You are showing, hey, I'm putting back into this area.
Mm-hmm.
I support our Chamber. I support our area.
Yes.
And it's a fun event, too. We'll talk more about the details as we get closer to it. You'll be joining us next month
yes.
and before the event so we can tell people about where the parade starts and that. But
Absolutely.
It does go through all of town, really.
Yes.
So that's something to keep in mind, too. Might even, if you're just a listener out there listening, might want to start figuring out where you're going to put your seat, where you're going to plot
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, get there early. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And we are still looking for that platinum sponsor. So they not only do they have a parade entry, their shout outs on radio, on Facebook, on our marketing print material, but you also have your logo on on our vehicle that's leading the float. So definitely, I mean, you're just going to start there. So I think it's a good way to, I mean, if you're new to the area, if you haven't done something, just a way to, you know, jump in with both feet.
I saw a stat, I want to say like almost a year ago, McDonald's spends almost $500 million a year on advertising. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know who McDonald's is? They're spending that kind of money on advertising. Yes. They're the ones, they're putting themselves out there. I think that any business would hear something like that and be like, well, we need to do so. Not maybe that much money, but you definitely need to, advertising is important. Putting yourself out there is important. So being able to be a part of events like this are going to help you do that and let the chamber help you sell yourself, sell your business.
Absolutely.
And part of that, and really the essence of the chamber is very similar to the essence of what we do around here, local and supporting local. And again, one of their signature events is Small Business Saturday, an event designed completely to support local and help local people, local businesses and that.
Yes. So that's even, and that's not just, you know, Wisconsin Rapids. That is the United States. It's a huge event that we're all participating in. So I know we still have some openings. You're going to reach out to Holly Ann for information on that. It's a small way to get your name out there. Obviously, it's the biggest, you know, shopping weekend of the year. $35 plus a raffle prize, and then you're going to be on that passport. So people will be coming in, they'll be shopping, they'll be able to check out your business. And I think it's a great way to feature the small businesses. I know a lot of the bigger businesses, they get, you know, they have the bigger Black Friday deals, things like that. So I think it's great to focus on the smaller businesses that, you know, these local entrepreneurs, people that have stayed in this area, chose to keep. You know, obviously there's jobs, there's things, there's options. Some people don't like using, you know, the big stores. So I think it's great to, to keep that going.
For the people who haven't experienced Small Business Saturday before, can we explain to them what the event, how this works?
Yes. So we have a passport, and you're going to with the businesses that are on there, you're going to have your logo, you're going to have a raffle, and then you are going to, you're going to bring in those passports after you're done, using those, the fun time that you can, you know, get with your family, and then bring it in, and then you also go in the running to win a raffle basket. So it's a couple different opportunities. We do them, you know, 2 times a year, and I think it's fun for, you know, getting together, especially with like the, you know, the women of the family. They love doing that, but it's really fun to just kind of get out, go to those smaller businesses, checking them out, seeing what they have to offer. Some you do have a small price that you have to spend, but some of them you can just go in, get your stamp, you can, you know, browse, look for maybe a little thing, souvenir, and then obviously you're still going in, you know, the running for winning the raffle basket for that business too. So I think it's really fun just to kind of get active, go around, go places. Sometimes it's hard, you know, to find time. So I think it's just like making an impact in our community. So getting out, supporting those small businesses that are putting back, you know, just as much as they're getting out of it. So
to the participants, to the community members, it's such a fun event. I know so many people and so many listeners that look forward to this every year. Just a little while ago, I had somebody mentioning about bringing this up and say, isn't that coming up soon? And we got talking about it and everything. It's really fun to the community. Like you said, giving us another opportunity to get out of the house maybe and check out some businesses, get a little shopping in, especially before Christmas and the holiday marathon that is coming up and everything. That part of it is a big key to this and a fun part of the event. To the businesses out there, whether you have been around as long as Misty's Menu or you are a brand new business, this is one of the feature events to get yourself out there. I cannot tell you how many times in the 20 years I've lived in this area, I have heard, I didn't even know that was here. I didn't know that was in this town. Like, I'm used to that in Chicago, okay? That's understandable there. There's a lot going on. Here, you wouldn't think that happened, but it happens all the time, that there are businesses and establishments around here that you just don't see. There could be a business on A Street that shocks you. Like, oh, how long has that been here? I didn't even know that was here. We don't get a chance to get out and bop around like that very often and check out some of these businesses and these places. So if you are one of those newer businesses, or you are somebody who has been around a while and would like to see your maybe an increase in traffic or at least take a chance at that, this is a golden opportunity for you. That you're literally bringing people into your business. It's almost guaranteed that is going to happen. And any good businessman will tell you, you get them in the building, and that's the biggest part of a sale is getting a person into a building. Here's a great opportunity to do that while also having fun. It's not forced. It's not one of those things where you're badgering people to do something or anything. Mm-hmm. This is fun. This is something that people want to be a part of and run to these businesses and everything. I remember when Steph first brought this up to us when she was with the chamber, and I thought it was such a new, fun idea. And here, all these years later, to see it just getting stronger and better and supporting our community even more. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And with it being $35, it's a smaller contribution, which, I mean, just the marketing aspect of alone, where are you going to get marketing for $35?
Nowhere.
So it's a great way to, it's like, oh, I know it's tough and I know it's that time of the year, but it's like, it's just a great way to, you're getting your name out there, your business out there. People are stopping in. And like you said, a lot of people that have never been to them, or maybe they look and they see outside and they're like, oh, you know, I don't know what's in there. And I think it's just a good way to then like, even take some pressure off of you, like, oh, I'm here for this. Mm-hmm. And then you don't feel so inclined that you have to buy something, but you can look around and then obviously keep it in the back of your mind. I know there's a lot of places that I had never been into until working for the chamber, and then getting to see them, and then I'm like, yeah, I'll be back.
Yeah.
And I think some of that is just getting them in the door. Mm-hmm. So I think $35 raffle prize, I think it's just a no-brainer for a small business.
Lacey, extremely good points there. I wanted to touch on that. That $35, there's almost nothing in the advertising world that $35 will get you.
Yes.
Like, I don't think any format that I know, and I'm very up to date on these things, especially in the mm-hmm. business I'm in, there's nothing that you can use $35 and get this kind of advertising for.
Yes.
That alone. So you're absolutely right. It is hard out there. Most small businesses are, you know, trying to make ends meet, trying to get in the black and everything.
Yes.
This is actually helpful to that. Every business has to advertise, and you want to get at your bang for your buck. You want to get as much as you can out of it. Man, you're getting that $35 worth and then some with something like this.
Absolutely.
Again, if people want to be a part of something like this, Lacey, how can they do that? Who do they need to contact?
Yes, so that's Holly Ann. That's 715-423-1830 or office@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. You can also stop in if that works better for you, or you can just, you know, give us a call. We can email you it. We will try to do whatever we can to make sure that it's easy on you. I know some of them, sometimes it's a little harder to participate. And if you're a little bit older business person and you're like, oh, I'm just face to face, come in. We're there 8 to 4 Monday through Friday.
Yeah. Stop on by. And they love when you guys stop on by.
Yes,
we do have enough people stopping by. Stop by. Say hi. Nakusa Hometown Christmas. Again, another beloved event that we have in this area. And it's right around the corner.
Yes, parade, fireworks display. I'm very excited. Just talking to that firework guy. From now my understanding of how different the fireworks look when it's colder out and how the colors and stuff. It's like, now I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Like, and as an adult, like, I mean, I know kids are excited for fireworks, but like just hearing someone that's passionate speak about something, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, now I'm excited.
I'm passionate about it.
Yes, yeah. Like, I think if someone's like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, but he went into detail about the colors and how he's setting them up and like the times for each one. And I think it's just when someone's passionate about something and it like awakens like in something in someone else, like just Absolutely. Hearing someone speak, it's like, okay, I could listen to him talk about fireworks all day long, even though I don't know a lot about that. I can't really chime in, but I can just sit there and listen to him. And he was so happy that it was like, and he's from the area, you know, mm-hmm. he's lived here for a long time, and he also is giving back. So he wants to make this event wonderful. He loves doing it. He was a teacher in Nakusa for a long time. So he's very passionate about making this community all that it can be. And there isn't a lot of firework shows that follow parades.
Right.
It's just like that's like a big city thing that you're mm-hmm. getting in the small community. And obviously, you know, Wisconsin Rapids people are going there. Mm-hmm. Port people, Rudolph people, Stevens Point people, because they don't have fireworks following their parades. Mm-hmm. So I think it says something about us giving back, the companies, the businesses that have supported to make sure that this continues to go, as well as, you know, the Riverside Lights. Mm-hmm. We've got, you know, we have a drive-through. We've got, you know, it's just great that we are doing those things that you don't have to drive. You don't have to go, you know, to Madison. You don't have to go. You can stay here. You can, you know, still spend time with your family, minimize car travel. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just great that we're able to do that for the people here.
It goes a long way. It's an ability, especially in when it's travel is not easy as the colder months come upon us and everything. And for families to be able to experience these things and not have to travel 2 hours to a Madison or a Milwaukee or something like that is a big benefit. And then what it does for the area, and it's not just its community members, but the people participating in it. A good friend of ours here at WFHR, Heather Sayers, I know is a big part of a lot of things down there in Nakusa. And working with Heather and knowing her for some years, I have to say that she is one of the best examples of she gets as much out of this as the people do. You know,
Absolutely, she's everywhere.
Yeah, and I've seen it on her face. I've seen so much. She has no poker face. This is what you see is what you get, Heather. It's one of the
she's
things
very
we
authentic,
love about her.
Yes.
Yeah, and she just the way that she feels from being a part of these. Lacey, I see it in you, and I've seen it in others at the chamber. Where yes, it's great for the community, and they get a lot from it. You guys get a lot from it too. And I bring this up because we always could use volunteers.
Absolutely.
And whether it's Nakusa Hometown Christmas, Small Business Saturday, Rekindle the Spirit, all of these events are always looking for more hands and more community members to help with them. So we are encouraging volunteers as well. I wanted to put that out there.
We definitely want to grow. We want to make it as big as we can be. Obviously, we want to still have that small town feel, but we want to have the big town elements of it. So we're hoping that we can keep growing. I know we have lots of ideas, so we're definitely writing everything down. I'm trying to take it all in and make sure that I don't, come in and change everything. But absolutely excited. We want more participants. I know we had like 25. So I would like to see that grow, even if it's just a little bit. Obviously, we encourage everyone to, get their floats in there. Hand out candy, be a part of it, dress up. And I think it's important to show the kids why they should stay here.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Show them what we do have to offer. You don't have to go somewhere. You can go, it's just... It's nice to have positive things to do in the community in the wintertime when it's cold out. It's hard to stay in the house.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there and like it's nice to be able to get out, go to these parades, go to see the lights, go watch the fireworks, get some hot chocolate, go see Santa. It's crucial to mental health for the wintertime.
You are very good at your job, Lacey. All points, very good points being made right there on all of those. And I'm so glad you brought that up about kids. I touch on this from time to time when it comes to a lot of things in our society, that those are little eyeballs watching. Those are sponges taking in all this. And I usually am referring to politics or these kind of things. It's no different with something like that, too. Whether it's Rapids, it's Point, it's Wausau, it's Marshfield, one of the biggest things that any town, any city is trying to do is keep its people, keep its population, or at least bring new people in, what have you. That kids are watching. And kids are seeing how you are treating your hometown, how you are feeling about your hometown, that sort of thing. So it definitely goes a long way with the youth and encouraging them to be a part of these things, not just to stay here, but to be a part of these events while they're here.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a parent, so I understand you only have 18 years guaranteed with them, that they're home, that they're going to, and a lot of those, they don't really want to hang out with you. So it's just getting out, doing those things, making memories, taking pictures, being active. We want to get our social media up a little bit more to where you can tag, tag us, get some stuff out there. We're slowly working towards that, but it's just giving back in the best way that we can, keeping everyone here, keeping, positive things to do. It's wintertime. You're low on vitamin, low on the vitamin D. So it's just like trying to get us, to do things together as a family.
Speaking with Lacey Ayling from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and before we get talking with Casey here, I did want to wrap
Cassie.
Up. Cassie, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I knew I've been doing that all day. I apologize. You can mess up my name all you want. I wanted to mention the Coffee with the Chamber.
Yes.
Touch on that real quick.
Very excited for that. That obviously is on the 25th, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it came up quick. Definitely excited. Scott Dietz is our speaker. He is the partner at Seven Letters in Washington. So a strategic company working on communications, making sure that you can have presentation excellence. So it's important for large businesses, small businesses, profit, nonprofit, making sure that you can convey your message, explain yourself in a way that will be received in a way that is beneficial for your company. So definitely you can tune in virtually. You can come to the chamber. It's going to be right, you know, right downstairs in our boardroom, sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming and Nakusa, and then coffee sponsored by us at the Heart of Wisconsin. Nice. So 8:30 to 9:30, you can register online as well as you can come in, register. That is free. And then if you can't make it, you know, tune in virtually. We'll have everything on there. You'll be able to, you know, talk to him, and you know he's gonna offer a lot of tips and tricks and pointers and making sure that you strategically that everything fits with what you want to explain. So, and I'll be there too.
Right on. Yeah. Scott is very good at what he does. This is a great opportunity to take this in and to take it in locally, to be able to not, again, have to travel a couple of hours to be able to take in this event. People want to register. How can they do that?
Yes. Registration is at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, and that is required to attend.
And finally, we can talk with Cassie. I wanted to get you in on here because I wanted to talk about the community leadership participant, the community leadership program, if you will. And first up, Lacey, let's explain what this is and why Cassie's with us today.
Yes. So, and I'm also a participant, but
that's right.
I'm not going to interview myself. That would be funny.
Next time.
Absolutely. So we have the teen leadership as well, the cool teen leadership, I should say, as well as our community leadership. It's the primary focus for that is to develop skills, knowledge, and network necessary for individuals to address local issues and then foster community development and bring about positive change. So we met one time, and that's what Cassie's going to talk about with us today. So very excited. Also, the teens did get to tour the police department and the courthouse. They got to go in the jail, watch dispatch for a little bit, and they got to learn about more than just going into law enforcement. So other parts of it, other things, obviously we have the new jail being built, so they got some information on that, why it's being built. I think a lot of people have some misconceptions, or they're not necessarily happy about this. So we got to talk to the, well, I didn't get to go there, but I would have, we're going to go there later, but they got to talk to the people that know about it. And they got to hear about, you know, the wages that you make there and the training that Mid-State's offering and a lot of things that the kids didn't necessarily know about. So Laura was very excited when I got to talk to her about it. But she said that the kids, when they went in, they didn't really have a lot of questions. They were like, oh, it's just being a cop. That's what law enforcement is. So then when they finished, they were like, wait, okay, so how many credits do I have to have for this? And then how, you know, and they're paying for my school. So they're paying you essentially a 40-hour job to do these things. So I think it was really eye-opening for a lot of the kids to understand. I think some of them just have tunnel vision about a specific job, and they don't actually know what it entails. So I think it's great that they're able to go in there, talk to them, understand, and then obviously, I mean, there's jobs. There is reasons to stay here. So,
Cassie, can you tell us a little bit about what you've have you experienced so far from the leadership program? I know you've only had the one meeting, but how has it gone?
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. I wasn't really sure exactly what to expect. Jennifer Allen, she's our CEO at the Boys and Girls Club, you know, recommended me to attend this retreat. And to be honest with you, I was very hesitant at first because I wasn't sure, especially because it's not what I'm used to, but I wanted to get out of my comfort zone. I attended the retreat. I was able to really understand more of my leadership and my strengths. There was a book that we had to read, Strength Finder, so we were able to take a quiz to find our five top strengths. So it was kind of interesting. I know my first one was adaptability, but my third one was actually restorative, which I find myself to be more in that way just because of my role as the operations director. I'm always looking to work with the directors and finding ways to listen, what's the problem and how can we fix it. So I guess, you know, the retreat gave me the opportunity to really understand what my role is and how can I continue to make that grow. But not only that, you know, I got the chance to meet a lot of other people in the community and, you know, being able to network with them and really communicate with them and finding ways of how can we work together, you know? So it allowed me to build those relationships with them, which I do look forward to the next sessions here, meeting with more with the chambers. But overall, I would say it was a great experience.
Very good
to hear. The retreat, yeah.
With the retreat, is there other aspects after the retreat? Are there the more to come with this program?
Yeah. I know there's, I believe, 12 sessions.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we meet correct? Once a month. Yep, mm-hmm. Until May.
Mm-hmm. Yep, until May. Yep.
So it's not to, because I like to talk to businesses out there and to individuals and encourage them to be a part of this. And it's not a huge time commitment. So there's that part of it that is beneficial, I think. Hearing from Cassie some of the things that she has taken in from this, it goes so far from people. And there's certain things in life that you couldn't. I'm going to take this, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to become a better person or what have you. There's certain things that we have to work on internally to be able to do that. And then there's things that we could use some guidance for, some help. I think this program is such a good combination of both of those. It gives you tools and it gives you help to be able to do these things. But there's nobody that can let you know this. You figure it out for yourselves. Everybody has a great leader in them. And everybody can be a great leader. It's sometimes understanding that about yourself that can be one of the greatest assets of a program like this is realizing, oh, I'm a leader too. I didn't even realize that. Let's get to leading. It's such a great aspect. Now, there's the other part of this too that I find so vital and so valuable. And I'm glad you touched on this, Cassie. And that's the networking and the ability to be able to run into and meet people. Very similar to Small Business Saturday, mm-hmm. if you will, of talking to community members that you don't always get a chance to run into, people that you don't always meet.
Absolutely. There is such a diverse group. We have people from the city, the police department, Parks and Rec, me, mm-hmm. Boys and Girls Club. Yeah. We've got nonprofits. We've got Family Center. We've got like a lot of people, the school district. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just having a way to touch those people that you normally wouldn't be in the same room as.
Yeah. Can I thank you both enough for the time? Thank you both so much for being here today and everything you're putting into our community. Cassie, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Lacey, I will see you soon. You
take
care.
Thank you.
And we'll have more Midday Magazine for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.